Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Daily Defense Studios. I am Mark Walters. I'll be filling your prescription for freedom with you for the next hour across the country. Great to be here with you today. Did you get a chance to listen to the Monster Cast yesterday? The Armed American Radio program was epic yesterday. It really, truly was. And I got to be honest with you, I was overbooked and kind of had to deal with that. But it was one of those things where I kind of had to squeeze it all in. Representative Thomas Massie from Kentucky contacted me. The two of us chatted back and forth during the day yesterday, and he wanted to get information out on his bill, H.R. 5112. I'll go through some of that with you here on the Daily Defense today. And when you have a U.S. congressman contact you and you're bantering back and forth and wanting to get this information out on the air, that's not something that you put off. So let me tell you how this whole thing went down, because it was actually quite a bit of fun. I had Storm Durham. You might have heard that name, Storm Durham. Storm is a 22-year-old girl in Roanoke, Virginia, who is claiming to have been fired from her job as a social services worker in Roanoke, public employee. And she's gotten a lot of social media attention, which has spilled over into some quote-unquote, I guess I'd say mainstream media attention, some local TV coverage there. And she's gotten the attention of the gun rights movement, the pro-rights movement, as she should, because the pro-rights movement, when they hear stories like this, they band together. What happened here? Why would this person lose their job for simply having a concealed carry permit? Well, there's much to learn about this, and I'm going to be bringing Storm on tomorrow. I had her scheduled yesterday on fairly short notice to come on at 8:30 Eastern time yesterday afternoon, 5:30 Pacific time. Of course, then I entered into conversation with Massey's office. That took precedence. I contacted Storm and said, we'll have to move that until Tuesday. No problem with that whatsoever. Grover Norquist was booked, as was Alan Gottlieb. So the hour was supposed to shake down with Alan from the top of the hour at 5:30 Pacific, 8 o'clock to 8:30 Eastern, 5 to 5:30 Pacific. And then Grover from 8:30 to 9 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific. And because Thomas Massie, Representative Massie, was able to stay with me and join me for the hour, we kind of moved Alan. We shifted the clock, if you will, and we had Alan Gottlieb and Grover Norquist on with each other at the same time from the bottom of the first hour to the top. And it was quite the conversation. I mean, it truly was. That talk about a grade A list lineup, it was massive. And we learned a lot from Congressman Massie yesterday relative to 5112 and what's going on inside Washington. And I asked him point blank yesterday whether or not gun owners were going to get stabbed in the back by Donald Trump. And he gave us a very good response and reminded us that we have three branches of this government. And I don't want to go into too much detail because I want to bring him back to the show, but it was a stark reminder that no one person can destroy our rights, and that he didn't feel Donald Trump was going to anyway. One of the, of course, examples that came out in that conversation, and I used it as an example, was, you know, the meeting. We talked about the meeting that Trump had in front of the media, the listening session, where he sat flanked by gun grabbers, Murphy from Connecticut, where he sat flanked by the biggest, worst of them all, Dianne Feinstein, who would ban her own face if it were shaped like a firearm trigger. I mean, this woman is just a zealot from the word go. She would ban anything relative to a firearm, and we all know that. And she makes no bones about that. At least I respect the fact she comes out and says it, unlike others in her party who dance around the issue. At least she's honest about that. But he was flanked by gun grabbers, and he made several comments that were picked up by those of us who were watching. Number one, the most important, I think, was, well, let's go take the guns first and worry about due process later. And that was an example I used last night. When American gun owners, law-abiding citizens, by the tens of millions hear that, they become alarmed. I didn't. You heard me say that on this program. I didn't really become alarmed by that, only because I know Donald Trump misspoke. He's not going to take someone's firearms from their home and then worry about due process later. And I reminded listeners that Barack Obama would have never had that meeting in the first place particularly publicized and live on camera, because he didn't want you to know that he thinks just like Dianne Feinstein. So they meet behind the, you know, the closed doors like the Wizard of Oz. And then they come out and they be politicians that nobody trusts, because we know they're all nothing but a bunch of hacks and liars, of which he was and still is. He won't tell you what he really wants. So we talked about that. We bantered that stuff back with Massey. Should we be concerned about that? And I reminded him, I said, look, if Barack Obama had said what we heard Donald Trump say, you can rest assured, and I can guarantee you that myself and everybody else in the pro-rights movement, including every gun owner, not just the pro-rights movement itself, but every law-abiding gun owner who gives a crap about their freedoms, would have said, ho, wait a minute here. Look what Barack Obama just said, because Barack Obama meant it. He would have meant it, because we know that's what he wanted to do, because we know that's his ideology, because we know he's a gun grabber, because we know he doesn't respect our right to bear arms. So when he says that, we take him literally at his word, because that's why he said it, unlike Donald Trump, who tends to fly off the cuff a little bit. And we were reminded of that by Massey, that, as I told you before, I don't have any fear of Donald Trump taking our firearms. I just don't have that gut feeling. And I don't believe Thomas Massey does either. What is the bill we talked about yesterday with him on the air? 5112, H.R. 5112. He says he's got it in the hopper. To reduce from 21 years of age to 18 years of age, the minimum age at which a person may obtain a handgun from a federal firearms licensee. Now, he admitted there are no co-sponsors on this yet. This bill was just, as he said, and I quote him from yesterday, was just written and tossed in the hopper. We'll see what kind of legs it can get. And it will probably get some legs. You won't feel that way, though, if you're all you're doing is watching the news and seeing a bunch of 16-year-old kids planning for the March for Our Lives. And that coverage, by the way, I'm going to talk about that later in this hour with you. I want to give you some pointers on how to not throw up or go out of your mind watching that coverage. But back to Thomas Massey's bill, H.R. 5112, to reduce from 21 years of age to 18 years of age, the minimum age at which a person may obtain a handgun from a federal firearms licensee, be it enacted by the Senate and House of Representatives of the United States of American Congress assembled, Section 1, short title, this act may be cited as the Second Amendment for Every Registrable Voter Act, or the Safer Voter Act. And in general, what it does, amends Section 922B1 of Title 18 United States Code by striking "and" if the firearm or ammunition is other than a shotgun or rifle, or ammunition for a shotgun or rifle, to any individual who the licensee knows or has reasonable cause to believe is less than 21 years of age. And B, conforming amendment, Section 922C1 of such title is amended by striking "in the case of any firearm other than a shotgun or rifle, I am 21 years old, 21 years or more of age, or that in the case of a shotgun or rifle." What this does, getting out of the code mumbo jumbo here, is it says you can purchase a handgun at 18 years old. You will no longer be banned from buying a handgun. And that's the way it ought to be anyway. Unless you're Geraldo Rivera. What? Where's that connection? Geraldo, and I mentioned this last night, is pushing the hashtag, the pound sign. And it's really something. Juvenile hashtag or pound sign, juvenile assault weapons ban. What is he talking about? This is the way the left frames a narrative when they want to twist something to fit their agenda. Assault weapons ban. What I'm talking about here is banning, as you know, the purchase of long guns, any long gun, to anyone under 21 years old. Anyone. Well, those people are already banned from purchasing a handgun. So if you ban them from purchasing a long gun or a shotgun or any rifle of their choice, any gun, you have effectively stripped that individual, an adult, 18 to 21, an adult, from their constitutional right to protect and defend themselves with a firearm. Remember, I said adult, 18 to 21 is an adult. Geraldo Rivera was constantly tagging this juvenile assault weapons ban. Every time I see it, I respond back to him to tell the damn truth, because he's not. He's being dishonest. This is a prime example of someone who knows better being intellectually dishonest. 18 to 21 are not juveniles. They are not kids. They are adults. So we've got to change some laws in this country if we want to treat them as juveniles. They're not allowed to vote. Thomas Massie is trying to fix this by reducing the age to purchase a handgun, get some sanity back here, to 18 years old. We'll be back right after this. Lots of fun stuff to talk about today. All right, gun lovers, an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA, member number 32 to be exact. Plus, they love giving away free guns. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. It's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns out there, but it all ends on the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but it ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com. Make sure to head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter to win $1,500 for your very own Kimber 1911.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, gun lovers, amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but act fast, okay? I've been telling you about this for a while. This ends on the 23rd. The USCCA is giving 10 of you, my listeners, a chance to win $1,500 to buy an expensive new Kimber 1911. USCCA's mission, of course, is to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans like you and me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, myself, also a member of the USCCA, member number 32, but they just love to give away free guns. They give them away all the time. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That's it. That's all you have to do. It's completely free. Armedandresponsible.com. The Kimber 1911 is one of the finest handguns out there. No safe is a safe or a gun collection without some form of 1911. And if you've got a chance to win a Kimber to do it, wow, that would be nice to do. Armedandresponsible.com right now for your 10 chances to win. All right. You know, talking about the age thing a little bit. News broke yesterday while I was on the MonsterCast airing on 250-plus stations, even more when you consider the FM simulcasts around the country, about Trump and the 21. You may have been thinking, well, Trump's been pushing this 21 ban. It's been a big concern. We've talked about it with AWR Hawkins. As we were talking yesterday on air, I was able to bring you a piece the AP reported right around 9 p.m. as I was talking with AWR Hawkins that Trump had broken from his personal push to raise the minimum rifle purchase age from 18 years to 21 and has instead decided to hand that decision to a federal commission. So we were able to give you that in real time yesterday as the program was airing. What does that mean? That depends on if you're the mainstream media. It means Donald Trump isn't going to get anything done on guns. And what it really means is there's more to talk about 21. No individual, just as Thomas Massey said yesterday, can make the decision to strip tens of millions of Americans. Legal adults, unlike what Geraldo Rivera, who refers to them as juveniles, they are not juveniles. They are lawful adults. But cannot strip them of their rights, their constitutional rights. Thomas Massey asked the pointed question yesterday, and he put it in perspective for us. A 20-year-old wife of a service member on deployment, home with her kids while her husband is gone, or vice versa. Are you to tell me that that individual has no right to protect and defend her family at 20 years old? Because of the push by some 16-year-old kids who, quite frankly, are ignorant of this battle for our right to bear arms. These kids down there in Parkland, Florida, don't have a clue what they're talking about. They're operating on emotion, and they're angry, and they're getting a ton of media, and they're doing what kids do. I don't fault them for that. The other half of those kids aren't being heard, though. And when the First Lady, Melania Trump, meets with one of them, well, she catches a whole bunch of crap in the mainstream press because they're not toeing the line. But that's a whole different. See how easy it is to just start winding down a different road? So this age issue is very important. Lawsuits already filed. Lawsuits filed by individuals who are trying to purchase ammunition. Age discrimination in play. Hey, you can't tell me I can't buy this now. You're discriminating against me. This is a Second Amendment issue, a 14th Amendment issue, and it's a federal age discrimination issue. And that age discrimination battle will be fought along those lines. And I'm going to predict for you right now victory on that front. And I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two notable liberal justices agree. We are talking about enumerated fundamental rights. I know some of you are probably shaking your head right now. What, Kagan? What, Ginsburg? You might. Let me tell you something. We are talking about enumerated rights. These are rights that are written into our Constitution. Now, I may be stretching it, maybe a bit hopeful, but I wouldn't be surprised if this were to go to the Supreme Court to see one or two liberal justices agree that while they don't like guns and we have to do something about gun violence, we cannot take the rights from law-abiding adults. You want to do that, there's got to be some trade-offs. Massey's working on it right now to lower the handgun age to 18. So it's a fascinating battle. Let's go back over to Trump shifting on gun control, and I'll refer to AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News' piece, because I'll tie this into that loudmouth David Hogg, too, the gun grabber, you know, wannabe, the Eric Holder wannabe. Why is this important? Because is it a shift? I don't know if you can classify it a shift. AWR classifies it as a shift. But if, in fact, Trump is pulling a rope-a-dope here, and we don't know if he is or not, I think we're just seeing, as I said before, I have no fear of Trump. I just think we're seeing Trump be Trump. This is what Trump does. We witnessed it with North Korea. We witnessed it with the media. Nobody knows what to do with this guy. The leftists don't. They don't have a clue. So I'm not really sure if it's a shift or not. I know what we heard him say in that meeting, what he thought about 21 years old, but I think that's just Trump tweeting off the cuff, a Covfefe moment, if you will. You know, it's just coming out. It's just he's throwing ideas out there. That's what he does when he negotiates in business. And then like any good businessman, he throws all these ingredients in the pot, and then he comes back and he starts looking at things. He takes the emotion out of it, and he begins making decisions based on fact and what he knows and what he can do and what he can't do and what real costs are and what this labor's going to be and how much that building's going to be and everything. He's throwing it all in there and then making decisions. So I'm not concerned by that. I think it's just Trump being Trump. So I'm not really sure if it's a shift. I think we heard an off-the-cuff remark a couple times as he was talking to individual people who he doesn't hate. And he was honestly listening. And now he's come to a decision. And that decision is to put this over to a federal commission to study. Now, here's what the AP said last night. In a move sure to please the powerful gun lobby, do you see the way they frame this? Everything's about the gun lobby. You'd think the NRA was standing in Parkland High School directing this murderer what hallway to go down. It's patently absurd, but this is the way the media frames this narrative. At 9 p.m. Sunday night, the Associated Press reported, quoting, in a move sure to please the powerful gun lobby, the plan in response to school shootings does not include a push to increase the minimum age for purchasing assault weapons to 21. First of all, it's not an assault weapon. It's a semi-automatic rifle. But we're never going to get them to change that, ever. Continuing, that's a step President Donald Trump has repeatedly championed. Did he champion it? Or was it just coming out in conversation? We'd have to go back and watch all this stuff. We've all been concerned about it. We've talked about it here. We know those things are on the table. Bump stock ban, we've talked about it. 21, those are going to be the push. Florida Governor Scott already did it. Now, who's in charge of this commission? The Washington Post is reporting that the commission will be chaired by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Let's see what David Hogg has to say about that when we come back.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine. Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, back on this commission that Trump... Now, Armed American Radio has been talking about this since it occurred, obviously. In fact, I was live on the air when the story was breaking, unlike any of the other gun shows, frankly. So we've been on this thing 5 days a week, 6 days a week, on two national radio programs, something we're intimately familiar with. And we've been watching this unfold. And we've been talking about the concerns. I asked Representative Thomas Massie yesterday on Armed American Radio's huge Monster Cash show whether or not we felt we were going to get a good, let's just say satellite radio moment word from Trump as gun owners. And Thomas Massie doesn't feel that way. I don't feel that way. And as this moves, as we see days go by here, and we watch the left-wing media get more and more frustrated because, and again, keep in mind, these are people that don't give a crap if it works or not. They just want something to be done. You know, the crybabies like Kimmel and David Hogg, who knows nothing about what he's talking about. We'll go there in just a moment. I'm leading into that. In the media now reporting, and AWR too, that there was a shift in position. I'm not so sure it was a shift in position. I think we watched Trump be Trump, and now he's made his decision. This is what he wants to do. But I can certainly understand why people would feel that way, because it seemed to be based on the things we heard him say. That's arguable. But in a move sure to please the powerful gun lobby, the plan in response to school shootings does not include a push to increase the minimum age for purchasing assault weapons to 21. That's a step President Donald Trump has repeatedly championed, or seemed to those who don't know the way Donald Trump operates, right? Maybe we're seeing how he operates. We certainly never knew how Obama operated. It was all behind closed doors, and then he, you know, this is different. People have never seen this before. That's why we say these meetings are fascinating when they're televised. But we're watching Trump be Trump, my opinion. Any decision on raising the age now falls to a federal commission that will, quote, examine the age issue as well as a long list of other topics as part of a longer-term look at school safety and violence. The left hates that statement because it refers to a longer-term look at school safety and violence. We want it now. We have to have it now. Right, Rick Scott? Oh, going to go to you in a second, too. I hope I don't run out of time. So the Washington Post is reporting that the commission will be chaired by Education Secretary Betsy DeVos. Now, on Monday morning, according to AWR Hawkins, Trump explained that the shift and subsequent delay on raising minimum rifle purchase age is intended to give time to, quote, watch court cases and rulings before acting. Watch court cases and rulings before acting. That ain't going to happen anytime soon. Of course, the NRA has already filed suit down in Florida. That's what Trump's referring to. That's what's driving the left nuts. Because it's not going to happen today. And that's a good thing. Because we are talking about a constitutional right. What does David Hogg have to say about this? Actually, who really cares what David Hogg has to say about it? But because Wolf Blitzer and CNN are continuing to slide this kid's 15 minutes of fame into what I would consider to be nauseating. He was on Wolf Blitzer yesterday on CNN, and he said that Betsy DeVos isn't the right person to help because she doesn't have any experience. What? Said the 16-year-old kid who's never had a job and doesn't know crap about what he's talking about. And I'm sorry, that's a factual statement. This is a kid who attacks anybody, as NRAs, child murderers, defends the sheriff down there, attacks Trump, attacks the Republicans. This kid spits every Democrat talking point handed to him. And then on his Twitter page, about 16 hours ago, he put this: can we please not debate this as Democrats and Republicans, but discuss this as Americans? In the comments, if you see something you disagree, if you see someone you disagree with, do not attack each other. Talk to one another. This applies to me, too. We must work together to save our future. Said the kid who wants to take away everybody's guns and goes on CNN to smear anybody that he doesn't like. He probably didn't even know who Betsy was. So now we're getting what I guess you can only call junior punditry from a 16-year-old kid. And CNN doesn't bother fact-checking the kid. None of his statements. But he wants to do something now. We've got to get this done now. Now, you're going to see, I'll use the word nauseating again, because you're going to see a ton of nauseating reporting as we move up to March 24th. The left is going to go crazy. They're going to salivate on this March for Life in Washington, D.C. And I want you to prepare for that now mentally. You're going to see it everywhere. Just understand that you're going to see it everywhere. And what those kids are going to be screaming for, many of them clueless, they're just there to do it. They're being bussed there. They've got Democrat operatives paying for it. If you saw the mayor of Baltimore on with, forget who she was on with, Laura Ingraham. Laura Ingraham asked her, it was beautiful. You're going to pay for that. The city's broke. You have a budget deficit of like $1.3 million, and you're paying for 60 buses to send kids to a left-wing march that's anti-gun, a pro-gun control march. Would you do the same thing? Are you gonna rent 60 buses on your dime and the public dime? Taxpayer dime, and are you going to use that to send kids for the, you know, The anti-abortion rallies? No, of course not. These are all left-wing causes. Ugh, it's frustrating, I know. It really is. So prepare for it now, because you're going to see that it's, they're going to hammer it. But then understand that, you know, they're going to go home, they're going to do what they do. We do not take constitutional rights away from tens of millions of people because David Hogg doesn't like the right to bear arms. Trust me, this kid's 15. He's not going away anytime soon, as long as the mainstream media continues the love fest and wants to turn his 15 minutes into 30 minutes or an hour. And I'm sure he'll be a good little left-wing activist as he grows up. But my advice to him now is go back to school, get your face out of the media, go learn something, go get a job, then come back in here when you know what the hell you're talking about. For crying out loud, CNN, if you're going to put this kid on the Airwolf Blitzer, you better ask him to explain what the hell he's talking about, because you make yourself look like fools. But, of course, you've been doing that for a long time. Nobody expects any different from you at this stage of the game. On to Rick Scott, because Rick Scott signed the 18 to 21 gun ban in Florida. Yeah, he signed it. It's done. Confiscation through gun violence restraining orders with ex parte wording in there. You don't need to be present. Law enforcement or somebody that hates your guts. Of course, that would never happen. We know nobody would ever do that, because that would be a violation of the law, as Scott wrote it. Yeah. Uh-huh. Sure. Sure. Confiscation of bump stocks? I don't know. You're no longer allowed to possess them. Now you're a third-degree felon. But wait a minute, I paid $212 for that. What are you talking about? Doesn't matter. You're a felon. You own it. You're a felon. You bought it legally, but now you're a felon. David Hogg likes that. Why? Had nothing to do with what happened in Parkland. And we've scoured everywhere. We can only find one crime that was ever committed with a bump stock, and that was Vegas, which we're still being jacked around about by the federal government, and in particular, the local investigators on the ground. But when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about Scott, because that was what Trump was referring to in his statement that the AP reported yesterday, that we're going to watch what happens here. We're not going to make a knee-jerk reaction. And that's got the left in a tizzy. More on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense when we come back. Don't go away.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away. Which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
All right, the armedandresponsible.com page is right there for you to lock in your 10 free chances to win right now. That $1,500 for a Kimber 1911. It's one of the finest handguns made. I would love to see you in that thing. And if you do, mark at armedamericanradio.org and let me know. And send me a picture when you get it, too. Armedandresponsible.com. Time is running out, so hurry. Armedandresponsible.com. It's 100% free. It ends soon, around the 23rd, so you have to hurry. Armedandresponsible.com. Also, check out the promo code, please, AAR at MyPillow.com, and take 50% off. You use that AAR code, and you support Armed American Radio the way Mike Lindell and MyPillow are supporting us and want us to be supported. That's why they gave us the code. So please take advantage of it. Get a great night's sleep and support Armed American Radio in the process. And don't forget Warfighter Tobacco. Unleash the warfighter in you. 10% off on everything on their site at warfightertobacco.com. Again, promo code AAR. All right, I was going to go over to Rick Scott for just a second, but I have to go back down to David Hogg for just a second, because the left is claiming that Republicans and people like me or anybody that talks out against what this kid says are afraid of this kid. That's a joke. The more this kid talks, the better off we are, quite frankly, because he doesn't know what he's talking about. To make statements and to go unchecked on CNN, quite frankly, is fun to watch. Talking about Donald Trump and who's buying who and what Betsy DeVos, I think it's a good step to make sure that we're taking action, but I also think it's important to realize that Betsy DeVos basically paid for her position. She doesn't really have any experience in this area. She paid over $200 million just to get this title, and I think she's not the right person for this, said a 16-year-old kid who's never had a job. You know, this is just insane. Insanity. This kid didn't know who she was. Don't give me that crap that he did. But it's a joke. an absolute joke. Soon finding out that we don't make policy based on emotional knee-jerk reactions from kids who, frankly, don't know what they're talking about. So, you know, keep talking. Keep saying this stuff. The more I read from this kid, the more I hear from him, I just keep it up. Keep it up. I have no problem with it. And he has every right to say it. Absolutely every right to say it. So good for him for saying it. I'm kind of enjoying reading it, and I'm kind of enjoying watching it. Rick Scott. Rick Scott signed the 18 to 21 ban. That's what Donald Trump was talking about from that AP piece that A.W.R. Hawkins at Breitbart News wrote about, and that broke while I was on the air yesterday on Armed American Radio's MonsterCast when we brought you that story as it was breaking. What's going to happen with this? It didn't take the NRA long enough, you know, too long to sue. What do I personally think is going to happen? I think the NRA is probably going to win this case. Simply because you can't buy a handgun from 18 to 21. And simply because we're not talking about buying beer. We're not talking about how old you have to be to dance or drive. We are talking about fundamental constitutional rights. That's what we're talking about. And Rick Scott, in a knee-jerk reaction, is more than likely going to be found not able to take away your rights. It's going to be a while as it works its way through the court. We'll see what happens with this, but it's going to be fascinating to watch. This one, I believe, has the potential to go all the way to the top. It really does. Because it is a fundamental right that we're discussing here. And again, I wouldn't be shocked. Now, I may be giving way too much credit where credit is due, but I would not be surprised to see one or two liberal justices. I don't know who they would be, but I wouldn't be surprised to see one or two liberal justices actually walk away from the gun issue here politically and actually rule constitutionally on this, that, you know, we're talking about a fundamental right. These are not kids. Because Geraldo Rivera calls them juveniles, they are not juveniles. They are adults. Now, if you want to start changing the definition of adult, that's a whole different ballgame, isn't it? It's a whole other rabbit hole. Now we're talking voting age and everything else. But these are constitutional issues that I believe will wind their way through the courts. They're going to have to at some point in time. The Supreme Court is going to have to jump on this. In the meantime, while David Hogg is out running his mouth, that's why I like talking about this kid. When David Hogg is out running his mouth and saying these dopey things, these untrue things. In fact, let me give you a good one here. He said about the National Rifle Association, because you heard me, the tweet. Yeah, here's the tweet. Where's the tweet? Can we please not debate this as Democrats and Republicans, but discuss this as Americans? In the comments, if you see someone you disagree with, do not attack each other. Talk to one another. This applies to me, too. We must work together to save our future. So this is the kid who's quoted by The Hill that said, but then once he met with the NRA, he showed that he's no better than all the other politicians because he's owned by them, too. And it just shows the inaction because of this lobbying organization that's continued to terrorize our children and hurt our futures. David Hogg doesn't know his satellite radio moment word from a hole in the ground when it comes to what the NRA teaches children. The NRA has taught more children proper gun safety and saved more lives. This kid's absolutely, utterly clueless. I'm not attacking him personally. I'm attacking the words he's using. He is flat out wrong, and he's ignorant of the situation. Do you think Wolf Blitzer challenged him on that? Of course not. He let it go. He let it go. And that's another technique the mainstream media uses to continue to formulate a narrative. But while this kid is saying these dopey things like that, the Second Amendment Foundation puts out a news release. Take a listen to this. SAF, Second Amendment Foundation, reports, and this is from today, 1,200% spike in members, donors from young adults since Florida. So we're going to end the program today on a great note.
Since the tragic mass shooting at a Florida high school last month resulted in efforts to restrict firearms ownership by young adults, the kids, the Second Amendment Foundation has experienced a 1,200% increase in the number of 18 to 20-year-olds joining or supporting the organization, SAF founder and executive VP Alan M. Gottlieb reported yesterday. Now, this press release came out today. Alan was a guest on the show yesterday, and if we had had more time, he probably would have told us about this. Maybe not. Generally, he won't before the release goes out. Quoting Alan, "We normally don't get that many members or donors in that age group," Gottlieb noted. "Since the gun rights movement typically trends toward older Americans, but the 18 to 20-year-olds have never been specifically targeted before, and they are obviously alarmed. This influx of young Americans into the gun rights movement is important, not just to respond to the current gun control threat, but as the movement has gotten older, it is encouraging to see so many young adults getting involved in support of the Second Amendment rights. SAF has always conducted leadership training conferences, but now we'll increase our emphasis on a younger audience to integrate them into leadership roles." Gottlieb became aware of the spike in younger memberships after 3 weeks of almost nonstop news and editorializing about preventing young adults from buying firearms, especially modern sporting rifles, you know, those vaunted ARs. The issue really intensified after legislation was signed in Florida to raise the age on firearms purchases, and at least two national chains imposed their own restrictions. So this is great news, but the media is not going to tell you that. The NRA numbers are going up. I spoke with them today. I don't have an exact figure. They would never tell me, but I can tell you with certainty they're not losing members. So David Hogg and the rest of them, keep it up. Keep it up. You're strengthening the gun lobby, and you've also just assured, well, the demise of Rick Scott's political future. I can promise you that. Until we meet tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll see you on the radio. Hope you enjoyed the program.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.